This summer will officially mark Bree Eagle's fourth year managing the popular Whistler Farmers Market, WFM. But only the second time she'll head the weekly market from its longtime Upper Village home after several years on the move, thanks in large part to the pandemic. "It brought back memories for me attending the market in the Upper Village as a customer," she said. "To be on the flip side was great just to see the Upper Village come alive again. It was really vibrant, just having the mountains in the background and the tourism that comes from the hotels and live bands back again. It had a warm presence to it and a feeling of normalcy that things were back on track." Officially returning this Sunday, May 21st, in time for the May long weekend, this year's market should deepen that sense of normalcy with an expanded physical footprint and longer vendor list that is more in line with the weekly markets of the pre-pandemic days. "Last year we had about 60 to 70 vendors a week and we took up the space from the gondola down to the Fairmont, and this year we're looking to expand back up to the Whistler Blackcomb admin building, so we're trying to have that full presence along the stroll." Running every Sunday through October 8, along with four special Saturday markets on July 1, August 5, September 2, and October 7, the market will host up to 75 vendors a week, and 124 vendors in all throughout the entirety of the season. These include everything from food trucks to farm fresh produce, cold beverages, liquor, artisan crafts, jewelry and clothing, a mix of returning favorites and first-timers. "Several vendors return to the Upper Village, bringing their cult followings with them," Eagle said, "like Pemberton Meat Company, How Sound Seafood Company, Alpine Honey, and Whistler Regulars, Foley Crepes French Food Truck. Along with their selection of savory and sweet crepes and homemade lemonades, the Foley gals are expanding their offerings to include another French classic, Raclette, with a decidedly North American twist, poured over a premium beef sausage in a Parisian brioche bun and topped with crispy onions." For Foley Crepes co-owner Bachra Suaya, the Whistler Market offers a chance to hopefully one day grow the food truck into a brick-and-mortar restaurant, as well as providing some animation to the Upper Village that wouldn't be out of place in one of France's bustling markets. "People in Canada need more fun," said the ever-exuberant Parisian, who added that her food truck playlists tend to get people up and dancing during the Sunday markets. "Our culture from Europe, we are more spontaneous. I'm here for the positive. The bad vibes I keep at home. It's an atmosphere that benefits standalone businesses in the Upper Village as well. I like to think we have this symbiotic relationship where the local businesses can benefit from the market being there and the market benefits from the presence of those buildings as well," Eagle said. "We had some really great feedback that it's great to be able to complement each other and people make a day out of it. They grab a coffee from Porto and listen to some live music before doing their grocery shopping at the market and then have a drink on the handlebar patio. It's an easy way to make a morning of it rather than just doing a quick shop." The WFM will continue its food coupon program this year, in partnership with the Whistler Community Services Society, which sees the nonprofit handing out vouchers to food bank clients to use at the market. For more information, visit whistlerfarmersmarket.org.